Welcome back to The Brief by Kuro House, your daily dose of what's really moving the marketing world. Whether you're tuning in from your morning commute or catching up between meetings, we're here to make sure you're not just up to speed, you're ahead of the curve. Today, we've got stories that dig into the fast-evolving world of ad tech, a historic sports moment that brands couldn't resist, and a deep dive into a new kind of ad targeting that's about to change the game. Let's kick things off with a look at the fierce competition among demand-side platforms, or DSPs, as explored by Digiday. The DSP landscape, once the concern of only the most technical media buyers, is now a battleground for tech giants and nimble upstarts alike. The Trade Desk, often seen as the sector's leading independent, is feeling the heat from Amazon, while smaller players like Yahoo, StackAdapt, and Viant are hustling for a bigger slice of the pie. What's driving this shakeup? It's not just about who has the flashiest dashboard anymore. Buyers are weighing fee and data transparency, targeting sophistication, inventory access, price performance, and customer support. Google's DV360 remains a necessary workhorse, thanks to its stranglehold on YouTube and the broader Google ecosystem, scoring a solid 7 out of 10 from agency buyers despite gripes about its customer service. The Trade Desk is praised for its depth and flexibility but is seen as pricey and, for some, a bit too complex. Think Lexus over Toyota. Amazon's DSP, meanwhile, is leveraging its e-commerce data and new streaming partnerships, making it a must-have for brands selling direct, even if its user experience still lags behind. Yahoo's DSP is quietly gaining favor, especially with its AI-driven features and competitive pricing, scoring highest overall at 7.3 out of 10. StackAdapt, while lacking owned inventory, is winning fans with its intuitive UX and stellar support, though its price performance remains a sticking point. The bottom line, as DSPs race to integrate with AI and offer more automated buying, the balance of power is shifting, and buyers are keeping their options open. Now, let's talk about a concept that could redefine how ads find their audiences. Vector-based ad targeting. Digiday's WTF is vector-based ad targeting. Breaks it down. Traditional targeting relies on keywords or audience segments. Fine for now, but in an AI-driven marketplace, it's starting to look a little old school. Enter vectors, numerical sequences representing data in thousands of dimensions, not just two or three. Imagine plotting every article, video, or user profile as a point in this vast multi-dimensional space. Instead of saying, target pet owners, you could target an entire cluster of users who share nuanced similarities, or even predict who's likely to become a customer next. This is made possible through vector embedding, where AI models from companies like Google and OpenAI translate data into these coordinates. Advertisers can then set a radius around a target vector to include nearby, semantically similar data points, making targeting both more precise and more flexible. It's like lookalike targeting on steroids, with the ability to exclude certain clusters or forecast future behaviors. The catch: all vectors need to be created with the same embedding model for the relationships to hold. This is complex, but as AI agents take over more of the ad buying process, vector-based targeting could become the new normal, enabling 4,000-dimensional chess instead of checkers. Switching gears, let's celebrate a moment that had brands, and all of New York, buzzing. According to Adweek, the New York Knicks' first NBA championship in 53 years set off a marketing frenzy. As fans flooded the streets, Nike captured the city's emotion with an ad featuring a kid in a Jalen Brunson jersey taking a victory lap through New York. Michelob Ultra and Pepsi were quick to join the celebration, riding the wave of excitement that swept across the globe. The campaign wasn't just about basketball, it was a masterclass in real-time brand engagement, with six major brands paying tribute to the Knicks' thrilling run. Nike's spot, in particular, stood out for its authenticity and connection to the city's spirit, reminding marketers everywhere of the power of timely, emotionally resonant storytelling. Next up, Adweek also spotlighted significant marketing leadership moves this week, with new CMOs stepping in at Zendesk, Knicks, and Bayer. Knicks, The Canadian intimates and apparel brand known for its body positive and taboo-breaking campaigns, appointed Cintia Leo as its new CMO. Leo brings over a decade of experience from Urban Outfitters and Nike, signaling NYX's ambition to further disrupt the category. Meanwhile, Samantha Avivi was promoted to global CMO for Bayer's Consumer Health Division, after joining the company just a few months ago from Advance Auto Parts. These moves highlight how brands are doubling down on marketing leadership, betting on fresh perspectives to navigate a rapidly changing landscape. Finally, let's circle back to the DSP wars for a quick reflection. As Digiday's reporting shows, the real winners in this crowded market will be those who can balance transparency, data sophistication, and ease of use, while keeping costs in check. AI integration is no longer a nice to have. It's the new battleground, with vector-based targeting and agentic buying tools poised to reshape how campaigns are planned and executed. For marketers, the message is clear. Stay curious, stay flexible, and don't get too comfortable with the status quo. That's all for today's brief. Thanks for joining us as we unpack the latest in ad tech, leadership, and brand storytelling. Remember, in marketing, the only constant is change, and we'll be here every day to help you make sense of it. Until next time, keep your eyes open and your strategy sharp.